أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته And welcome to Ramadan Reflections from the Islamic Publishing House. Alhamdulillah, this is our 8th season of this unique series in which we explore a new theme every year based on the verses of the Noble Quran. For 2022, we have chosen the theme of In the Presence of the Prophet. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in the Noble Quran. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, being the final prophet of God, sent to complete the message of the past prophets, is an integral part of our relationship with Allah. And for this reason, he is mentioned numerous times in the Quran. This Ramadan, we will be reviewing the verses of the Quran, which chronicle the life of the beloved final messenger of Allah, starting from his pre-earthly creation to his birth, his early years in Mecca to the migration to Medina, his establishing the first Muslim state, until his ultimate death and leaving this temporal world, and beyond as well. This Ramadan, be prepared to feel as if you are walking, talking, and interacting with a noble messenger of Allah all through the verses of the Quran. Now, for today's reflection in this first day of the month of Ramadan that we are now embarking upon, you know, before our life in this world, we were in the wombs of our mother. However, before that, going back to the beginning of time, what was there? Where were we? Did we even exist? What was our situation before our life in this world? In addition to that, where were the blessed prophets and messengers of Allah? And in specific, where was Prophet Muhammad? May Allah bless him and his family and the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon all of them. Well, the answers to these and many other questions about our pre-life are actually not spoken about in the Quran in any detail. Yes, there are some general indications, but the Quran contains guidance that we need for life in this world. With that said, however, we do see that there are some verses which speak about our pre-earthly existence, which our scholars refer to as Alam al-Dhar, the world of the particles. And the one main verse which we want to present today in our Ramadan reflection comes to us from chapter number 7, Surah Al-A'raf, verse 172. And in this verse, Allah says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا أَن تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ And remember, when your Lord brought forth from the children of Adam, from their loins, their offspring, and made them bear witness against themselves, asking them, Am I not your Lord? They said, Yes, we do bear witness. That covenant was taken, lest you should say on the day of resurrection, We were indeed unaware of this fact. Now, commenting on this verse in Tafsir Namuna, Ayatollah Nasir Makarim Shirazi has stated that the meaning of the world, this Alam al-Dhar, and the covenant which Allah took with all of the creation, is that this is related to the world of abilities, as he calls it. And the covenant is a covenant of our human nature, our fitra. Now, by this, what he means to say is that when a woman becomes impregnated, Allah Azza wa Jal gives that fertilized egg in the womb of the woman the ability and the readiness to understand the realities of Tawheed, both ingrained deep within them, as well as in their human nature, their fitra. And now this divine secret, as Ayatollah Makarim refers to it as, is then deposited as in an intrinsic sense. This nature of Tawheed is deposited in the intrinsic sense of the individual, into the individual. And they are given that sense of knowledge of God. They are given a level of intellect and wisdom to understand it. And this becomes a conscious truth which they cannot deny. Accordingly, all human beings, we are told, have this spirit of monotheism with them from their conception. And thus, the question which Allah has asked them, as we see in this verse that we just related, this question comes up not in a verbal question that is being asked and a verbal response that we provided back to Allah, but rather they call this the language of creation. And the answer which we all gave was in that same language of creation. Now, such forms of communication are not uncommon, really. You know, even in our day-to-day language, you know, if somebody, for example, becomes embarrassed or shy, their face or their complexion would change color. And people would say, you know, them by their face changing color, that speaks volumes of what they feel inside. Now, when we understand it in that light, we understand how we bore witness to the oneness of God. And therefore, when we testify to the oneness of Allah, which all human beings made at that phase, this was done in a unique way, which makes everybody born believers. Now, coming back to the pre-earthly existence of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, there are numerous lengthy ahadith which speak about his pre-earthly existence. Some of these traditions are mentioned by the likes of the late Allama Muhammad Baqir Majlisi, may Allah raise his rank, in his book Hayatul Qulub, which is also available online in English. We'll just share some examples from this book. So for example, there's a hadith from Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, the very famous companion. May Allah be pleased with him and may Allah elevate his rank. In which he narrates through his chain of narrators that Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, has been quoted as saying, I and Ali have been created from one nur, and we were glorifying Allah on the right side of the arsh 2,000 years before the creation of Adam. When Allah created Adam, the Prophet goes on to say, he put this nur, this light, in his loins. And so when he was allowed to dwell in paradise, the Prophet says that we, Ali and I, were in the loins of Adam. Likewise, when Nuh was riding the ark, we were in his loins. And also when Ibrahim was thrown into the fire, we were in his loins. The Almighty Allah transferred us from holy loins into holy wombs until we reached the loins of Abdul Muttalib. The Prophet goes on to say that now, the Almighty Allah divided that nur into two, placed me in the loins of Abdullah, and obviously subsequently Ali alayhi salam in the loins of Abu Talib. He granted me prophethood and gave eloquence and courage to Ali, and gave derivatives from his holy names to both of us. The Almighty is the Lord of the throne, the Lord of the arsh, and he is Mahmud, and I am Muhammad. Allah is high, A'la, and my brother is Ali. He designated me for messengership and my brother. He designated me for messengership and prophethood and appointed Ali for wasaya, for guardianship and imamat, and to command people with the truth. Now there are obviously, as I said, countless other hadith which are mentioned in the books which state and speak about the existence of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, before his earthly existence, hundreds of thousands of years before his earthly descent, transferring from the loins, as we have seen, from Prophet Adam, all the way until his effulgence reaches to the loins of Abdul Muttalib, at which point that nur becomes divided into two. Again, Allah putting one half in the loins of Abdullah, the father of the Prophet, and the other half in that of Abu Talib, which results in Imam Ali, peace be upon him. And thereafter, obviously, one portion of that nur transfers to the womb of Amina, the mother of the Prophet. May Allah be pleased with her and may Allah bless her. And the other half enters into the womb of Fatima bint Asad, the mother of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. And as we know, the Prophet was born from Amina and Imam Ali was born from Fatima bint Asad. Then that entire pillar of nur, it returns back to the Prophet. May Allah bless him and his family. And his daughter, Fatima Zahra alayhi salam, is conceived and born from the union of the Prophet with Khadija bint Khuwaylid, Umm al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salam. And then that light transfers from Fatima, or rather from that into Ali, from the union of Fatima and Ali, peace be upon both of them, and then to Hassan and then Hussein, who are born from those two parts of nur, of light. And then similarly, the nur of the Prophet continues through Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, until the day of judgment. And it goes through the imams, culminating in the 12th imam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajuhu sharif, may Allah hasten his noble return. With that, we conclude and we will continue with our next phase of the life of the Prophet, when he comes into being transferred from the pre-earthly existence, as he begins to travel in the loins of his forefathers, the prophets of the revelation that God has sent, which we will discuss, God willing, tomorrow in the second day of the month of Ramadan for Ramadan Reflections for 2022. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.